This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Charged with the kill and watching this guy. Kopitar, nifty stick handling to gain the zone. Kempe to the far circle. Near side post, saved by Lucan. And oh, how did he get that left leg down there to make the stop? Still scoreless in this game.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. One of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's 23 saves in last night's shutout 1-0 win over the LA Kings. And for more on that, we go to the Wester Hotline. Paul Hamilton joins the show. Paul, how many cup of coffees are you on already? Late night, early morning, long afternoon. How are we doing today, man?
None. I don't drink or eat caffeine.
Really? I wish I could be like that.
That's crazy. I have to have at least two cups of coffee every
day. I like the smell of coffee. I just can't stand the taste of it.
What about, so not even like a coffee flavored ice cream or like anything like that?
Well, that's interesting because I don't eat a lot of candy or anything like that, but if you were to ask me what my favorite candy bar is, I would tell you Coffee Crisp.
Huh.
So how do you explain that?
No, that's interesting. Good. I like that.
That's cool.
So Paul, last night 1-0 win over the Kings. Zucker, another power play goal. Way to get 2 points, I guess, for me. I got to watch the condensed version, but it seemed like just way to finish it out.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a bit of a boring game. I mean, they only had three shots in the second period because they spent most of the second period killing penalties. So they really never could get in the offensive zone to do anything because they were busy killing penalties, which they did a good job of. But again, the penalty problem reared its ugly head. And if they didn't do a good job of penalty killing, we'd be sitting here talking about a loss. So, they Lindy Ruff still has not gotten through to them yet. As far as penalties go, between the 18:35 mark of the first period and the 16:12 mark of the second period, they gave Los Angeles four power plays. And then they gave another one in the third. But the good news is the Kings only got four shots in the five power plays. So the Buffalo did a very nice job of killing penalties, and they had to, or they wouldn't have won the game.
Yeah, it seemed like a very good defensive effort. You said there, I mean, the Kings go 0-for-5 on the power play. The Sabres, though, how much, Paul, do you think they're missing Tage Thompson? This is a team that is top 10 in goal scoring up to this point this year, but just one goal last night. Or is this them, for the second time against L.A., kind of getting goal lead and just being able to get one past them?
Well, they're 2-1 without Thompson so far in these three games. I still scratch my head how the two goalies weren't the number one and two stars in that game. They weren't. I thought if you ask who was the best player for either team, it was their goalie. Rittich in the first period, both goalies had played very well in the first period. Rittich didn't have much to do in the second period, but Rittich in the third, other than the one goal, which the only goal of the game was a tip. Other than that, the two goalies couldn't be beaten. So I thought they both played very, very well. Made some great saves along the way. Luukkonen more than Rittich did, but still, it was a night of the goaltenders, I thought.
Paul, it was a big night for Luukkonen, coming back 10 days not playing and then getting his first shutout of the year. I mean, it's a pretty good performance. It's basically all you could ask for and more. You know, like, it's especially after sending Devin Levi down like that, it was a much needed goaltending performance.
Well, he was on his way. I mean, he had played 9 of 10 games. If you take the Montreal game out of the equation, which is a game he played hurt in and then got pulled after 40 minutes, he stopped all 23 shots last night. Calgary stopped 24-26. The Rangers 25-26. Ottawa 37-38. And Detroit 21-23. So he had started this going once he started playing more. It's as simple as that. He has to play for him to be effective. And, you know, he played 9 out of 10 games, and he started playing like he did last year. And if you go down the stretch last year, he played more than any other goaltender in the NHL. And that's when he really thrives, is when he's able to do that.
So on that, with them having a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, Anaheim, San Jose, do you think Reimer gets in Saturday, or are they just going to maybe ride the hot hand with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen? As you said, like, he plays well.
Yeah, can he go 3 and 4? I would think, since, you know, he's well rested, he probably could. He didn't have a lot of shots per se last night, but he did have to make some great saves last night. That's for sure. I would think Reimer probably plays one of the games, but, you know, that's not for sure. And I think, I would think for sure Luukkonen probably gets the next game. And then they see, well, how many saves did he have to make? How did he do? Could he do it the next night or not? Don't forget, too, it's a night game going into an afternoon game, which probably would say Reimer would get the game.
Paul, it looks like both sides of special teams were pretty good last night, but the power play has really turned things on here in recent games. What have you seen that's been different than what we saw in the beginning of the year where they couldn't score a goal? And, I mean, now it's what? It's like 7 straight games with a power play goal?
Yeah, I mean, remember in the beginning of the year, they couldn't even get into the zone. Now, the second power play last night, they couldn't get into the zone at all. And that looked like some of the power plays in the beginning of the year. And you're right, it is 7 straight games, and now they have power play goals in 10 out of the last 11. And they're 4th in the league going into last night in that time period on the power play. And one of the biggest things is they have a guy now, like they used to have Reinhart. Reinhart's one of the best players in the NHL at tipping pucks. And they've missed that since he's been gone. And Zucker is very good at it also. He got the Sabres' first power play goal of the season on a tip. He tipped the one last night. He's very good with the hand-eye coordination. And, that's what it took to get the goal. So I think that's part of it. He's around the net. I think the fact that a lot of guys are around the net. I think back to Cousins' power play goal where he's right off to the post and a rebound comes right to him and he puts it in the net. They've scored in different ways. I mean, Dahlin had 2 in a row going into this game because he shot the puck. And there were guys at the net screening the goaltender. And he shot the puck, and sure enough, it went in for him. So getting guys around the net, learning how to actually get into the zone, not insisting upon every single time that we're going to skate up and skate through the defense that's lined up on the blue line, understanding that sometimes you got to maybe dump it into certain areas and use your speed to get in there and get in on the forecheck and start that way. So, because they were pretty bullheaded in the beginning of the year where they were going to carry the puck in no matter what. And teams figured that out. And teams also figured out if you rush them, they'll turn the puck over. And they've stopped that also. There's not near as many turnovers as they're working the puck over. But the biggest thing is they're winning battles. If you're on the power play, you have to win battles. You can't just get one chance and it's gone because you didn't win a battle to keep things going and keep it inside the zone.
On a more negative note, Paul, Jack Quinn, 2nd lowest amount of ice time last night, only surpassed by Yuri Kulik, just over 10.5 minutes. Where do they go with him? I mean, we're talking about guys like Zucker being able to tip goals in and what have you. The only goal, and I heard you talking about this with Shulman Bulldog yesterday, his only goal is an empty netter. He had two shots on goal last night, but it's getting to a point. I've been saying it. He's maybe not trusting his body yet. This can't keep going, though.
No, it's to a point now where you've got the extra guy. He's a former number one pick. He was the Amherst leading scorer before he, you know, showed up. Maybe it's time to take another look at him. It's just to a point now. Now, one of his two shots was dangerous last night, but it's the first time in a while I could say he had a dangerous opportunity. He's not even getting scoring opportunities anymore, which I think is concerning. So, you know, you look at that, no scoring opportunities. They don't really use him all that much on the penalty kill anymore. In past years, he's been one of their best penalty killers. They don't even use him to kill penalties anymore. So, you know, it's just the wheels are spinning. You got an extra guy here. He's one of your young players. Maybe give him another chance again, because it's to a point the Sabres, I don't think, could afford to let him try to play out of it anymore. That's what they've been trying to do, is just let him try to play out of it, and it's just not working right now.
Could this be something they do like once they get back home? Obviously, they're out west now, but it's a rather short road trip. Could this be something, you know, next week, send him down? Because I'm at that point too, Paul. He's got to just get his confidence back. I mean, maybe go down to Rochester, score a few goals there, bring him back up. Because, yeah, right now, it feels like nothing's happening for him. Where you have guys like Isak Rosanne, Yuri Kulik, they're performing well.
Rosanne hasn't had a chance yet, so.
No, I mean in Rochester.
And Kulik finally got a chance to play center in the NHL, which is something he hadn't gotten the opportunity to do. So, you know, they're bringing him along. You know, he's not producing either, if you want to bottom line it. I mean, he's coming along. He's learning, but you're not getting any production whatsoever out of him. And you're trying to put him in a top six position. At least he's getting some scoring chances, you know, Quinn is not. And that's the thing. I mean, he's got an elite shot. Last year, he only played around 27 games, but he was on almost a 30-goal pace in those games. And, you know, he has an elite shot, which helps him score goals. But, I just don't know. I don't know if injuries have just taken a toll on him. I don't know if his confidence is shot because of injuries, if he's, you know, if he's worried about, you know, whether he can, you know, score or not. You know, he comes down on the rush, and very often he'll stop and curl instead of trying to use his speed to keep going. That's usually a guy whose confidence isn't real high. You know, when the stop and curl, it's almost like that's a crutch move. I don't know how long Lindy Ruff's going to go with this.
Yeah, it's been hard to watch. Last year, 27 games played, Paul, like you said, 9 goals, 19 points as well. I mean, he was a real bright spot when he was on the ice. But, Paul, you're also going to be on at 12 o'clock today with Brayton Wilson. What do you guys got cooking up for today?
Rob Ray will join us at 12:30. And we also are on tomorrow when Dan Dunleavy will join us at 12:30. So we have the Sabres broadcast team who will join us and give their words of wisdom. I know Rob is a very serious person. He will not bust my chops at all. That's not his nature to try to be funny or, you know, give me a hard time. So he'll be entertaining, that's for sure.
Should be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. It's from 12 to 1 today and Friday. Paul, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We'll talk again later.
No problem. Take care.
That was Paul Hamilton there on the Western Hotline. And Paul's reports on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Raylax Honda. Raylax, we got this.
Zach, do you know what today is the anniversary of?
I saw you tweet it, so I'm going to let you say it.
6 years ago today, and I just quote tweeted this, the Sabres won a game. They scored 4 goals in the first period and won their 7th straight game in a row, on their way to winning 10 games in a row.
Thompson scored in this game.
Thompson was Tage pulled off a Tage goal before he was Tage.
Like, he was just kind of like a guy.
Yeah, but the goal he scored was very much what he scores now on a regular basis.
I just watched it, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that at all. Especially not in these dark blue uniforms.
Right, because that was like his first time doing that.
Yeah.
Also, something that's mind-boggling to me, because he's one of my favorite Sabres ever, if not my favorite Sabre ever, Jason Pominville was on this team. It's mind-boggling to me that Jason Pominville was almost on every decade so far in the 2000s. He was in the early 2000s, in the 2010s, almost made it to the 2020s, but he retired after this season in 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So, great career, Jason Pominville.
I'm waiting for the Tage Thompson goal to come back, because it is really cool, like, to just see, like, this is a young version of him. Yeah, it uses his body.
Seeing some of these players,
goes
too.
Goes right to the net.
I remember Johan Larsson scoring this goal. It's the fourth goal, like 7 seconds to go in the period. And he just rips it over whatever the Flyers goaltender's name is. I don't even know who it is at this point. But he just crazy no-angle shot and just puts it top shelf. And it's like, I remember that too, of being like, wow, this Johan Larsson kid's pretty good.
Well,
super excited for him.
Super excited for him.
Then he gets traded to Arizona.
The life of a Sabres fan. 803-0550, the number call. You want to talk more on the Sabres win last night and what they've got coming up? Love to talk about that. We'll also touch on the Bills as well. We haven't really been able to do that at all today. I want to talk about the AFC playoff race. I think that's really exciting and kind of how that's shaping up. We'll do that as well. And, of course, UB football. We have not gotten a touch yet on that, but a very impressive stat I want to talk about here as well. Again, 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Mint on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.